It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show. Inside Voices from our guy Andy Pappas. You can listen to the album Inside Voices, 11 absolutely amazing tracks, especially songs like She's Got the Power and Good People. You can listen to that on Spotify or anywhere that you can stream music. Andy Pappas with the Jukebox Heroes will be performing live at the Zoo Bar. August 6th. There's a little bit of a cover, but if you want more information on that, make sure you head over to their Facebook page or their Instagram. Their Instagram, Andy Pappas with Jukebox Heroes. You can also search that on Facebook. You'll find exactly where they'll be playing next and where you can find their music. It's a Local Music Thursday on the Gary Sharp Show.
A few groups that have been featured on Local Music Thursday in the last 2 years will be at Maha in Stinson Park this weekend.
Absolutely. Big weekend for local music.
Good to have Maha back. Be in the pit, shirtless. It's a great event. The people that put it on are fantastic. And they usually deliver a great lineup. And it's expanded in the number of days and everything that goes into it. It's not just a music festival. It's just the music this year, it's just one day. They have a limited number of tickets that were available, and I believe they're almost sold out. So it should be a lot of fun. It's not going to be 150 degrees, so that'll be nice. Because that's what I want to do is hang out with a bunch of sweaty people, watching, listening to music.
That sounds like a fantastic time, Gary.
Not so much. Not so much. And why I think of Maha. So... You remember the guy that used to work here before he got fired, Mike Stibbs? Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that? Little inside baseball secret.
I remember him.
So he had an infatuation with Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
Like almost to the point that you would have to contact the Omaha police. Like he would be a stalker. He was a silent stalker, but he loved Lizzo. Yeah. And Lizzo performed at Maha, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And why I bring up Stibbs, it was always odd for me to see Stibbs, and still is to this day, when he's not wearing a ball cap.
It's super weird.
I didn't know that he had hair. He's got a great flock of hair.
He sure does.
I mean, he's not McDreamy, but Mike Stibbs has a good little real estate upstairs compared to yours truly. But whenever I'd see him without a hat, it was weird. I had one of those moments again today watching the Olympics.
With who?
Rory McIlroy was playing in the Olympics today, golf, did not have a hat on. I have seen a couple of times Rory doing either commercials or interviews that are non-golf related or sitting up doing a regular golf interview, and he's not wearing a hat. But most of the time, any professional golfer is wearing a hat. And when you don't see him wearing a hat, you do a double take. And I did that today with Rory. It was weird to see him playing without a hat. I mean, he's somebody who has not been real fond of playing in the Olympics, but played today. The Olympics reach a week now. The U.S. was great in the pool last night. Dan Hicks was great on the call. I'm not a big Rowdy Gaines fan. I'm more Michael Phelps and what he has added. And then earlier today, Suni Lee won gold in the all-around, became the fifth straight American woman to win the gold in that event, and it was great. The one, you know, you don't have fans, you don't have families, support staff that are over in Tokyo. So NBC has done a good job of putting cameras in homes, or the swim parents are in Orlando, but they had the whole Suni Lee family in St. Paul, Minnesota today, this morning, and after she won, they had the camera on it. It was great. It was fantastic to see their reaction. And that has been one of the cool things of the Olympics. You don't get the reaction of the fans or the parents in the stands. Instead, you go into their homes where there's more of the extended family. That was a cool moment. Maybe not as cool if you have not watched Olympic baseball yet. Back in the day, us old people that follow the great game of baseball, remember the bullpen cars? Whether they were an actual car or they were the little helmet that looked like a golf cart that had been converted, and when a new reliever would come in, they would hop in the cart or the car and it would drive them to the mound. One of my first recollections of going to Kauffman Stadium was the Royals had a bullpen car, and it was an actual like vehicle where the bullpen door would open and the reliever would come out of the bullpen and he would hop like in the back of the car, and then the car on the old AstroTurf field would whip around and it would drive right in front of like the Royals dugout, and out would get the reliever and he'd run on the mound. Those used to be like a big deal. Relievers didn't sprint from the bullpen to the mound or saunter to the mound like they do now. You would actually get in a car or a cart. Olympic baseball? Hello. They have a baseball car. They have a baseball car. It is really, really cool. They have a driver. It's a converted golf cart, but a little bit bigger. The pitcher sits in this giant glove as the driver takes them from the bullpen to the mound. America and baseball is good again. We have the bullpen cart is coming back. I don't know why people don't sell this advertising. One of the Fort Myers Miracle promotions that I was in charge of, we had used car night. Like, we gave away a used car. We gave away actually a couple of used cars. We had no guarantee how long they were going to last you. But if you were going to a ball game and you had a chance to get a used car, whether it had 200,000 miles on it or 25,000 miles, you're not complaining. But on used car night, I came up with the idea, let's bring pitchers in from the bullpen. So I had an intern would drive like this beat up Subaru used, and they would drive the pitcher in from the bullpen in a used car. And then we would promote it as, hey, it is a game used car. You could win it at the end of the game. So if you are watching baseball, when they make a pitching change in the Olympics, don't go to the fridge or change channels. Watch, because in Tokyo, they have the bullpen cart, and it is fabulous. The baseball, not so good, so not yet. I'm finding out here on this day before the Major League Baseball trade deadline where the nostalgia tour for my favorite team is about to end, the Chicago Cubs. I follow way too many baseball, national baseball writers or MLB trade rumor accounts. That is all my timeline is littered with now. It's like Brian is going here, Scherzer may go here, Kimbrel may go here, Aaron Rodgers is back.
I like that last one. But I also feel the same way about basketball because of the draft tonight. It's like, oh, this team is talking to this team. Oh, this team is looking to unload this guy. This team is going to trade. Yeah, it's a mess.
I've not been in this role. Us Cub fans have not been in this role since 2014, mm-hmm. where we've had to be sellers. It's a weird feeling, but I'm okay with it. I've come to the realization that the Cubs need change and they're a long way away from the World Series. And we got one in 16 and we had this nostalgia tour. And now it's time to guys move on and upgrade the roster, do whatever you have to do. and probably going to blow these major deals, but win some of the smaller deals, like for a Zach Davies. And always will have the World Series from 16. But I'm done with the nostalgia tour. But I'm wondering why this has taken so long, that Chris Bryant and Rizzo would be gone. I think Baez is going to stick around. But it's the swan song. It's been, George, it's been miserable as a Cubs fan.
I can imagine.
For like 6 weeks now.
Yeah.
They haven't been very good. Then they've teased you. I don't know, what other team in baseball this year throws a no-hitter and then promptly loses 11 in a row and completely falls out of the race while the Brewers upgrade with yesterday Escobar and the Brewers are playing really, really well? It's been like a six-week swan song. But I've come to the realization, I've looked in the mirror, I've rubbed my Hare Kari Buddha, that it's okay. It's okay. It's going to be okay. I'm still going to root for my team. It's been a heck of a run. I wish there would have been more. I get one World Series in my lifetime. A lot of people can't say that as Cub fans, including my grandpa and grandma that were diehard Cub fans.
Yeah.
God, this is miserable. Just watching all these other teams going, oh, he might go there. He might go there. Bryant might go to the Giants. Oh. Please don't mess this up, Cubs. If you're going to get rid of guys, and you're going to have to, because you're a long way away from the World Series. We need to get back to building a roster to get to the World Series. Just don't mess this up. Hey, don't give away Bryant for a pair of shoes, or Rizzo for a bullpen cart, or for, you know, more cups to put in the snake cup. All right, 12:20. There has not been any activity. Joey Gallo went to the Yankees last night. They've got some power. They need left-handed bats, and to some it might be a shocker. They're 24th in the majors in runs. This wasn't a move to get them into the Boston-Tampa range. It was to solidify a wild card spot. Interesting pickup. I think Joey will hit a lot of home runs. He will strike out, and he will walk in New York. That short porch, he will do some damage at Yankee Stadium. Max Scherzer's name is being mentioned. The Twins are being fleeced, reportedly. So if anything happens, we will let you know. About an hour away from some sound from Lincoln. Fan day is tonight. Camp starts tomorrow. We got questions. We got discussion. And part of the Big 12, ESPN, SEC, AAC, there is the Big 10. Again, if you are saying nothing, does that mean you're up to something? The Big 10 has been really, really quiet. When all of this plays out, I posed the question to Parker Gabriel yesterday, and I'm glad that all of you had a response to it, and we had some good discussion on email and Twitter. What's best for Nebraska? Is it best for the Big Ten? I got asked a question. When this ends up, whether Nebraska stays in the Big Ten and watches the SEC swell to 16, is Nebraska in trouble? I'll answer that when we come back. And why the question was asked that way. 12:22, Local Music Thursday. There's George. I'm Gary on 1620 The Zone.